Welcome to the next edition of the Kosher Tidbits. We will be discussing the kosher production of virgin olive oil. The term virgin olive oil includes virgin olive oil and extra virgin olive oil. Both are the same product, as we will discuss shortly. Cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil is a quality product used in fine cuisine, and it used to be a costly product. Its kosher status seems to be apparent, as there are no other ingredients or processes other than cold press. But extra virgin may have more to it than one might assume. To have a good understanding of what a kosher agency would look for when overseeing the production of extra virgin olive oil, we should first discuss how it is produced. Virgin olive oil is sold in different flavors, such as mild and buttery, medium and fruity, fresh and fruity, ripe fruity flavors, complex and nutty. How can extra virgin oil be flavored? They are not flavored by man, rather by different factors. Flavors in olive oil are affected by the type of oil, which is known as the varietal, the ripeness at harvest. For example, oil made from unripe or green olives can be described as grassy, artichoke, tomato leaf, whereas riper olives tend to yield softer flavors, often described as buttery, floral, or tropical. Growing conditions can affect the taste. Crop maintenance, irrigation, pesticides, how the fruit is handled from the tree to the mill, and the milling process itself, all can affect the flavor of the oil. There are also flavor defects, which can result from problems with the olive fruit. For example, frozen conditions, or improper handling of the olives during the harvest, such as dirt, if it gets too wet, if it has prolonged storage prior to milling, certain milling conditions, for example, unsanitary equipment and improper or prolonged storage after milling, can also very much affect the state of the oil. Aside from monitoring the factors that we mentioned, the actual production is transforming the olive fruit into olive paste. Harvested olives are ground up with large metal burrs. The paste is stirred in huge tanks. Then, this paste is slowly churned or mixed to allow the microscopic oil droplets to form. The oil is then extracted by means of pressure, which is the traditional method, or by centrifuge, which is a more modern method. After extraction, the remnant solid substance, known as pomace, still contains small quantities of oil, and that is used to produce pomace oil. The International Olive Council, known as the IOC, is a European intergovernmental organization based in Madrid, Spain. They have 23 member states. They promote olive oil around the world by tracking production, defining quality standards, and monitoring authenticity. More than 85% of the world's olives are grown in IOC member nations. The United States is not a member of the IOC, and the United States Department of Agriculture does not legally recognize its classifications. However, on October 25, 2011, the United States adopted very similar olive oil standards as the IOC. The grades of olive oil are classified by the IOC and USDA as virgin, which includes extra virgin, means the oil was produced by the use of physical means and no chemical treatment, though cell wall digesting enzymes may possibly be used to increase yield. The difference between extra virgin and virgin is that extra virgin has no more than 0.8 level acidity and is judged to have a superior taste. Virgin olive oil has acidity less than 2% and is judged to have good taste. An oil that is determined to have flavor defects is not of genuine extra virgin quality. According to the International Olive Council, extra virgin oils must meet both chemical and flavor standards that include the absence of flavor defects. Further categories of oil include refined oil, which means that the oil has been chemically treated to neutralize strong tastes and neutralize the acid content. Olive pomace oil means olive oil extracted from the pomace using solvents, mostly hexane, and including heat. Pure olive oil are usually a blend of refined and virgin production oil. Oil labeled as olive oil is a blend of virgin and refined production oil of no more than 1.5 acidity. It commonly lacks a strong flavor. Lampent oil is olive oil, not suitable for food. The term lampent comes from the word lamp and defines oils often used for burning but not for consumption. This oil is often found in Jewish stores around Hanukkah time and is used for lighting the menorah. Let us now focus on some of the kosher issues that there are with extra virgin olive oil. First of all, one of the concerns that exists is adulteration. Is the extra virgin olive oil that you're buying in the store truly extra virgin olive oil? Well, why would we be more concerned about the adulteration of extra virgin olive oil more than any other product? As a matter of fact, the University of California in Davis, in April 2011, prepared an extensive report in which they suggest that 70% of oils labeled as extra virgin are actually not extra virgin olive oil. I spoke with a co-author of the University of California Davis report and asked him that based on his report, it appears that the issue with the extra virgin olive oil is not that it is not olive oil, but that it doesn't meet the quality standards of extra virgin olive oil. For example, the acidic level may be above 0.8%. It may have been 0.9%, and therefore they disqualified it as extra virgin. He confirmed in conversation that the only issues that they found with extra virgin olive oil were related to the aging and loss of quality of the oil, which may be due to the long amount of time that the product sat on the shelves in the stores. Of the many samples that they tested, there was no definite evidence of adulteration with other oils, and he believes that any oil that failed the extra virgin olive oil standard was due to age and loss of quality. Approximately at the same time last year, in 2011, the media shared the finding of a journalist who suggested that when we purchase extra virgin olive oil in the store, it may very well not be extra virgin olive oil at all. He suggested that with Italian extra virgin olive oil in high demand and with high prices, adulterated olive oil fraud is common in the European Union, and therefore many oils labeled extra virgin olive oil is diluted with cheaper olive oils or with other vegetable oils such as soy oil, canola oil, sunflower oil, or hazelnut oil. In some cases, lampent, lamp oil, which is made from spoiled olives, is also added to extra virgin olive oil. Other forms of fraud, which he suggests, is selling other types of oil as olive oil and just adding flavors so that it should taste like olive oil. I took this media report to the co-author of the University of California study, and I asked him, according to the University of California's findings, there is no issue of adulteration with non-olive oil oils, and the issue would only be with the quality of the extra virgin olive oil. He confirmed this, and he said, indeed, that is so. And he explained that the journalist perhaps was referring to off-name brands, small brands which come and go, come to the store shelves and disappear from the store shelves, and are not really monitored. However, any extra virgin olive oil that you may pick up in a supermarket will most certainly be true extra virgin olive oil. And as a result, in his study, the UC Davis study, only reputable brands were used, and therefore no adulteration was found. I then went back to the journalist who was quoted in the media, and I shared with him the comments made by the co-author of the University of California report. And he acknowledged and confirmed that in America, if you go buy extra virgin olive oil in a store, there is no significant concern of adulteration in any well-known brand, meaning any brand which you buy in a regular supermarket in America and it says extra virgin olive oil on the label, you can assume indeed that it is extra virgin olive oil. It is possible that it may fail the quality test that was used in the UC Davis report in that the acidic level may perhaps be above 0.8%. However, the product in that bottle is pure olive oil. The journalist explained that the reason why in America there's no concern of adulteration of olive oil is for two reasons. Number one, the extra virgin olive oil price has dropped as low as 1.8 euros, cheap enough that it's not worth the risk to adulterate. In addition, those who do want to pass cheaper oils as expensive oils have better ways of doing it, and it's not worth for them the risk of taking a non-extra virgin olive oil and selling it as extra virgin. Another reason that people have been concerned about adulteration of extra virgin olive oil is because the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, does not routinely test imported retail olive oil for adulteration. However, this is not a major concern for a couple of reasons. First of all, bulk oil come approved by the International Oil Council. Number two, every reputable oil bottling company has a laboratory for further testing for adulteration. The samples are checked for color, flavor, odor, appearance, free fatty acid, peroxide value, iodine value, and on occasion they will even run a fatty acid profile. Companies in America also have taste panels to further test the quality and integrity of the oil. In addition, a taste testing panel reviews the oil, which is claimed that if conducted properly, taste testing panels are more accurate than lab testing. In addition, in America, major brands test their competitors' products for adulteration. As a result, the industry has some level of self-regulation. As a result, adulteration is primarily an issue for off-brand extra virgin olive oil. The concern is primarily among the no-name European brands that may hit the market at cheaper prices and then fade away. There is no logical concern that a reputable brand will adulterate their oil, and this is concurred by the UC Davis report. In recent years, companies have started using cell wall digesting enzymes in the preparation of virgin olive oil to increase the yield of the olives. Often, the enzyme is added either at the crushing stage or stirring stage of production. One company which produces such an enzyme claims that this pectinase enzyme blend is specially designed to hydrolyze the pectic substances found in the cell walls of the olive fruit. This ensures easier flow of oil and color from the pomace, resulting in enhanced yield of the oil. Additionally, this enzyme does not have a significant effect on the acidity, peroxide, or iodine values. The enzymes of this blend are hydrophilic and cannot enter the oil phase. These enzymes can possibly be non-kosher, or can possibly contain derivatives of grain, which can affect the kosher for Passover status. In addition, enzymes that are added to food are usually added at minimal percentages. One company recommends adding this enzyme to the making of extra virgin olive oil at 0.004%. This is far below the 1/60th rule of Bittel of annulling, which is about 1.3%. Therefore, it would appear that should enzymes be used, even if they would not be kosher, it may be possible to permit the product for a kosher consumer. Of course, all kosher agencies monitor to make sure that this enzyme is kosher anyway. The companies that do use this enzyme argue that it is not against the FDA and the IOC regulations since the process is still natural and there's no heat. They are merely digesting the walls of the cells of the olive, and therefore this is not in violation of the USDA or the IOC standards. In addition, they argue that since the enzyme is not soluble in oil, it cannot be present in the final product, and thus the integrity of the product is maintained. In conclusion, extra virgin olive oil and virgin olive oil, which are seemingly simple products, are actually complicated. A kosher agency will monitor the usage of enzymes in the production of the extra virgin olive oil, and they will also monitor the relevance of possible adulteration to make sure that the extra virgin olive oil that you buy on the shelf is indeed kosher extra virgin olive oil.